From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Savior's name. I'm glad that you're joining with us for the broadcast, and it's our prayer that the Lord will richly bless His Word to your heart, as today the Reverend Ivan Foster lets the Bible speak from Mark's Gospel. But before he comes, let's hear some words in song. Singing I Go by the SMS Men's Quartet.
Trusting heart to Jesus brings nor any ill forebodes, but at the cross of Calvary sings, praise God for lifted road. Singing I go, I go, I go, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go along my road, for Jesus has lifted my load. The passing day I hear Him say, and when my fears are turned to prayers, the burdens slip away.
Singing I go along my soul,
praising the Lord, praising the Lord.
Singing I go along my soul, for Jesus has lifted my load.
Singing I go.
Good morning, everyone. It's nice to have you listen in today. We trust that the Lord will bless you. We're going to go straight to our Bible reading. It's taken from the Gospel of Mark. Of course, the regular listener will know that that's where we have been studying God's Word. And it's chapter 2 of Mark's Gospel, reading from verse 18. And the disciples of John and the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the bridechamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and they shall fast in those days. No man also seweth a piece of new cloth on an old garment, else the new piece that filled it up taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, lest the new wine doth burst the bottles. The wine is spilled, the bottles will be marred, but new wine must be put into new bottles. Amen. And may God bless this reading from His infallible Word to everyone listening in today. Our subject matter this morning we have entitled Fasting. Fasting. Now, that's not a religious subject that too many are conversant with, but we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about that subject today. It will be, I'm sure, a subject that is especially of interest to Christians. But I hope there's a word for all of you who are listening. Just before we turn back again to that portion we read in Mark, we're going to play a hymn. It's a Fanny Crosby hymn, and it's sung for us by the Salvation Army, and it's a beautiful hymn called Draw Me Nearer. Our subject then is fasting. As I said, it's a subject about which few know what the Bible has to say. Fasting for many is an activity associated with Lent, that period just before Easter. For those who engage in that form of fasting, it's merely a matter of giving up some item of food. But that is not what fasting in the Bible is all about. And we will see what the Saviour tells us here about fasting in this portion of God's Word. The word fasting, let me say first of all, is a word that denotes the total abstaining from food. Not a matter of giving up the cream buns or the sticky cakes, or even, and I have heard folk consider this to be an act of fasting, quitting the cigarettes or the pipe for a short period of time. No, fasting in the Bible was a turning away from food, that most earthly of practices, turning away from the consuming of food in order to set the heart and the mind, the whole being, upon seeking God. And here in this portion, because the disciples of John fasted and also the Pharisees fasted, the Pharisees were a sect within the Jewish people who had certain very strict religious observances. They fasted, but they noticed that the disciples of the Lord Jesus didn't fast. And so the question was asked, why? Why did they not fast? The Savior answers this question in verse 19. Jesus said unto them, "Can the children of the bridechamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast." There is then a time when fasting is unnecessary and inappropriate. And it's that time when the bridegroom, who is of course Christ, is present amongst his people. Such days are described in the Bible as days of plenty, days of feasting. Revival is that occasion, that period in the experience of the people of God, the Church of God on earth, when the presence and power of God is amongst his people. And there is a banishing of that spirit of mourning, that spirit of grieving, and also of fasting. There is no need now to seek God earnestly with that fasting, for he is amongst his people. He has manifested himself to his people. He has come and visited them. That time is an inappropriate time for fasting. And the Savior was amongst his people here. Here, during his earthly ministry, his presence was amongst his people. Therefore, it was inappropriate for his disciples to fast. But there is a time, secondly, when fasting is very necessary. Saviour says in verse 20, "But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days." When Christ withdraws, when his presence and power is not to be found amongst his people, then, dear Christian, that's a time for you and for me to fast and seek God earnestly. Is that not something that we should be thinking about today? The presence of God is not manifested amongst his people as it has been in former times. Why, you speak to the older Christian and they will tell you of their parents remembering the days of revival blessing that took place in this land in former generations. But those things are not happening amongst us today. Therefore, it's a time in which we should consider setting aside everything, setting aside every practice that occupies us, and for a season, waiting upon God. That should become a practice among Christians today, I do believe. It was a practice amongst the early church. It was something that Paul engaged in as he sought to ever know more of God's power. So ought we, I believe, today, as we seek God for revival, to consider fasting and praying. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Join with us again next week.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.